Coach, why don't you start us off with your opening thoughts, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Just get off to a very good start. That hurt us, dug ourselves in a hole. I knew it's one thing I didn't want to happen against these guys, because they can really spread you out, and they make it difficult off on you when you do that. Wasn't anticipating using the 1-3-1 as much as we did. We kind of want to just gradually get a lead against these guys and maintain it in our man. But once we got down that much, we had to get the tempo going because our offense was stagnant. Credit to them. They did a great job defensively coming out, and they didn't look like they were the first time they've been here. It looked like it was the first time we'd been here, because they came out and really were aggressive and really knocked down some shots and did a great job. So, a lot of credit goes to them. But, I was proud of our guys, the way they fought back. And, I think we cut it to 2 at one point. And every time we seemed like we were knocking on the door, they would hit a big shot. And that's just a credit to their kids.
Coach, in the fourth quarter when you got it down to 2, their three-point shooting was huge. They hit 4 out of 5 in the fourth.
It was. In hindsight, cut it down to that, maybe switch to man, but, that's what got us back in the game, and we're aggressive. I thought we had momentum. They didn't look too comfortable at that point. And so, like I said, they and a couple of those were from deep. It wasn't from the high school 3-point line. It was way back there. So, like I said, you got to give those kids credit. They hit some big shots when they needed to. And like I said, proud of our kids for getting us back into that position to cut it to 2.
So, if you're down by 9 going that fourth quarter, it seemed like kids loosen up, or just pretty much a reckless abandon where you guys be a little bit more free flowing, or seem a little tight there the first 3 quarters.
Yeah, that's kind of what we want to do, is just open it up, and we just told them, hey, we got to be aggressive, we got to get to the basket, we don't have time to mess around. And so, I like their effort towards the end. They really fought, and they really battled, and they really attacked the basket and got to the free throw line and made some plays and did some nice things, but came up a little short.
Any rhyme or reason, Coach, in the first half it seemed like the shots just came up short.
Well, it could be this, playing in here. It could be, we haven't shot the ball well all year, so it's not one of our strong points anyway. But, we found other ways to score, and today we couldn't. They did a nice job, I thought, defensively. They really, stifled us. I thought, there was nowhere to go off of penetration. We probably could get some open looks from out, but that's not us. We don't shoot very well from the 3-point line anyway. I think in the season we're under 30% as a team. So, when we're not getting to the basket, we struggle. And they did a nice job keeping us away from the basket.
Let's bring it shift over to Clay right quick. Fourth quarter, you really hit your zone that quarter. Just what changed in you where you just start reeling off the points?
I was just a little bit more aggressive. I knew we were down, we needed to make plays, and my teammates got me the ball, and I just tried to create and get us to the point where we could have a chance to stay in the game and just try to win. So I just was more aggressive.
How deflating were those threes they hit? Like Coach said, they were deep. They were one guy hit it, hadn't even been in the game.
Yeah, it's incredibly deflating. It seems like we just crawled back in the game and we're getting ready to take the lead, and then they come down and hit a 3 like that. It's huge. Credit them. They shot the ball very well, and that's credit them.
Clay, this obviously isn't the way you wanted your season to end, but can you just talk about how special this group has been to even get to this point?
I think through my 4 years, this is probably the most enjoyable one. Just being in the senior role and trying to take the leadership of these guys, and just what people don't understand is that we're friends off the court too. We do everything together, and I think that will continue even when the season's over. So, it was a fun season, and it didn't end up like you said, it didn't end how we wanted it to, but it's been a great ride and great run. It's been extremely fun.
Seth, I'll ask you the same question. Just your 4 years have come to an end in Triton, but what a special year it has been, right?
Yeah, it was a fun year. Beginning of the year, we all know how that went, and then we finally picked it up. It's been a great run with all my friends. They're all my friends. We've dreamed to get here since we were little, and to finally make it here is a dream come true. We just fell short.
Clay, can you talk about their defensive effort in the first half against you? And you tried to let the game come to you, but can you talk about what they were doing specifically in the first half to limit you?
I think they just made it on point to where they knew where I was at all times. It seemed like every time I had the ball, they were in the lane, everyone was in the lane. I like to try to go to the basket early on in games, try to get in the flow, and it just wasn't there. And they played very good defense, and I mean, just credit their guys. And we knew they'd come out hard on us, but I mean, credit their defense.
The physicalness of the game, did that have any effect? It seemed like it was a very physical game.
I mean, we played in some physical games before, and I think that's kind of who we are. We usually play in some pretty physical games, so. I think we could have done a little bit better finishing inside, but some shots just didn't fall, and it was physical both ways. I mean, the refs didn't favor any side. It was both ways, so I thought it was a pretty good game. So,
Coach, did you see something on film with that half-court traffic defense? You had a lot of success and really closed the gap with them. Was that the plan coming in to go to that at some point, or you just kind of threw it out?
No, that was not the plan at all. That was plan B. I didn't want to go to plan B, but we had to. I think our biggest strength throughout this whole term has been our defense, and limiting teams to one shot and really locking them down teams defensively. But they got off to a great start, and we dug ourselves in a hole. Like I said earlier, when they get a lead, they're tough to play against because they're patient. They spread you out. They penetrate. They get to the basket. It would have been a chore for us to get back into that game just playing half-court man-to-man defense, especially, I thought, because of our offense being stagnant. I wanted the tempo to pick up a little bit so we could maybe get some easy buckets on offense too. So, that definitely was not the plan coming in. But obviously that changed.
How about the pace that first half? It seemed like it was only about a half hour of that long. Where I mean, they're hitting a couple shots. It was 18-9, which seemed like it was blink of an eye, it's a one-half game there.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I kind of regret is, because I don't think we had a timeout the whole first half. The TV, the media timeout didn't even happen. And so, I wish I would have used the timeout and kind of broke that up a little bit just to get our kids a rest, get them settled down a little bit. And it was definitely a quick half, or a quick quarter, that first quarter specifically. So, yeah.
Another question you get a thousand times, you get losing four seniors, but
yeah.
Losing
seniors.
Losing a guy like Clay, I mean, he's been to this program, I think he became Marshall County's all-time leading scorer tonight, too. So, I mean, saying goodbye to one of the county's greats.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, Clay's, as a coach, at a small school like this, is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to coach a player like that. And, he's meant everything to this, this team, this program. He's accomplished so much. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of is he's really mature. He's a good person off the court, not just on the court. And so, we're going to miss him. I mean, in every way possible, not just as a basketball player, but just being around and as a person, as a student training. So, it's tough. These seniors have done a great job, especially second half of the year, just the work ethic, and they're teaching the younger underclassmen how to be successful and how to succeed, and it's hard to replace seniors like that. And so hopefully our underclassmen will see that and carry that over, but I'm not sure if we can replace a guy like Clay.
Clay, you had 2 points in the first half. Was it anything Bachman was doing specifically guarding you, or were you letting the game come to you? What was going on there? But you didn't even get a lot of shots up in the first half.
Yeah, he did a good job. I think it was their team defense as well. They keyed on me, and they did a good job. I mean, my teammates and I, we had some open looks, and they just didn't fall the first half. So credit their guys, and they prepared very well for us.
Any other questions? Gentlemen, thanks for your time.